as surprised as anyone that it actually has done reasonably well and has been taken seriously by people like yourselves. And so I see it as myself as your peer. And again, I thank you for even bothering to read it, but also to take us seriously. And I appreciate that a lot. Willing to engage with that. So we're here for you over the next few days. Any time we got, I'm happy to kind of be spending time chatting and all that. I suppose that's part of the deal. I learn as much from that as anyone else. Enough by way of introduction. What I want to do today in this session is simply to come to some sort of common understanding of our situation in the West. In some ways, if many of you have read Shaping, I suspect many of you have, some of this material will be done. I just want to reiterate this to kind of have some common ground in which we stand from so that we can know what we're dealing with. And I interpret it from my situation, but I interpret it as someone who loves America and understands a little bit about American kind of situation, both politically and from the religious perspective. As an observer, you guys are very open to the rest of the world. You might not be as aware backwards, but we live as, I suppose, Americans. I say there's two types of people in the world. There's the Americans and the non-Americans, and the Americans are the ones on the internet. They called it the coca-colonization of the world, and in a sense, we have been coca-colonized. So we, in a sense, understand you guys. And an outsider's perspective is useful for you, too, a loving outsider's perspective. And so I want to be able to kind of give that to us today. And I also want to follow the principle that in order to sell a solution or to kind of probe a solution, you've got to first touch base with the problem and really feel the problem in order to go on a journey towards any form of solution. So here we go. I do believe in the West. I'm a student of living systems theory, and I've really been taken by that approach to leadership and organizational development. Coming out of the living sciences and biology and quantum physics and all that kind of stuff, the whole new science phenomenon gives us a whole new set of metaphors about organization, leadership, and how we can frame ourselves in a way that makes more sense with a kind of biblical kind of idea of the world and of a cosmology. And one of the phrases I really enjoy, I appreciate very much, enjoy is probably the wrong word, is this notion of an adaptive challenge. And I hope you can read this. It's not. I love these big whiteboards, and we didn't get one. But an adaptive challenge is an idea in living sciences that all living systems at certain points of their life face threats to their existence. Sometimes the threat comes in such an overwhelming form. Well, actually, the one form of the adaptive challenge is the threat. The threat comes in such a form that to calls us into a change. Either we